Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, we heard from what?
I'm on the third segment of the show. Yeah, I've been replaced by Jonathan Joseph.
When Jonathan Joseph walks up and he's got some time, sorry, I got to take advantage.
Yeah, I agree.
You listen to him, you hear from how excited he is about playing on the big stage of Monday Night Football. But when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals, Monday night isn't always the big stage.
No, it's not. Look, the Cincinnati Bengals, Patty, have been to the playoffs four consecutive years. You know, they're going on a fifth here. Are they going to be able to win in the postseason? That is on their minds, at least the fan base and the media. I wonder how much it gets to the players, though. I spoke with members of the organization this week. People around town, yeah, they're excited, but it's a wait and see. What are you going to do in the postseason kind of thing for them? It'll be interesting. Look, they lost two playoff games here at NRG Stadium against the Houston Texans in 11 and 12. Texans lost here last year. I think it's a nice little rivalry. I said it at the time when the Texans played them in 11 that this was going to be a rivalry for the next few years. Let's see if the Texans can hold serve and do some damage on Monday night.
Well, and it's going to require some offense from the Houston Texans. The running game has struggled a little bit. I don't know. I want to hear your concerns about that. But then on the flip side, the wide receiving corps has really stepped up.
Well, you look at Nate Washington, who I know we're going to hear from in just a moment, stepping up last couple of games. Cecil Shorts is back. That's going to be huge for this team. And, of course, you have DeAndre Hopkins. But the wily veteran, Nate Washington, what does he bring to the table? You had a chance to catch up with him.
All right, let's put the last game kind of behind us. Obviously ending the first half of the season on a positive note for the team with the victory, but really for you with the 43-yard touchdown. Take us through that, how important that was to you specifically against your former team.
Just an importance all the way around. You know, this is a team right now that is in a state of trying to fight for the rest of our season. You know, and although Tennessee was a place that I was at prior to here, you know, a lot of emotions went into that play. Just wanting to do everything that I can for this team in order to help us with our season. Of course, trying to prove to the prior team that I was at, that I can still play.
This game going into Cincinnati will be your 100th game. I mean, that's a long time in the NFL. Is that something that you've grown to appreciate, moments like that, because of your time?
This game has built a family for me in itself. You know, a lot of the ways that I grew up, you know, a lot of the guys that grew up in this league, you know, a lot of the parts of this league become father figures. A lot of the men you meet in this league become brothers. A lot of the coaches become uncles to you, respectfully, you know, and this is completely family, you know. So when you're out there, and obviously when you're facing a family-oriented team that you were at for 6 years, you know, those emotions are definitely going to run through your heads. Those thoughts, you know, of what you give, of what you go through, you know, the time period that you're with these guys. A lot of the times during the season, we don't even get to enjoy holidays, you know. So a lot of our holidays are with these guys. So as you said, you know, 11 years in, 100 games, you know, it's definitely a reflection on, you know, the family that I've had throughout this game, the brothers and the uncles and the men that have looked after me in order to, you know, make me a better man.
You've got a big stage on a Monday night here going to Cincinnati. Your thoughts as you go into that game, playing on a big stage as a player, what that means to the team, and then just also facing the Bengals.
Another opportunity for us as the Houston Texans to be great. Another opportunity for us to go get out of this season what we want, and that's to make it to this playoffs and with a strong opportunity to make it further. You know, I think we understand that the first 8 games of this season didn't necessarily go the way we wanted it to. But we're here now. We're in this position that we're in, and we're willing and ready to fight for our future.
Nate Washington, boy, definitely has turned into one of my favorite interviews. Oh. Always very insightful. And he would have been a great fantasy pickup for anybody last week.
Oh, my gosh. I think he still is. In fact, let's see if John Harris recommends him this week.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everyone. I'm your host, John Harris, and it's time to break down Week 10 in fantasy football land. One quarterback, one running back, and one wide receiver that will provide you good value on FanDuel or just in your fantasy league this weekend. I'll start with the quarterback, Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders. The second-year gunslinger has been fantastic, and the Raiders are scoring points against everybody. Now, it's Minnesota, a pretty good defense in Minnesota, but Oakland can put the ball in the end zone on anybody. And at $7,500, Derek Carr is excellent value at the quarterback position this weekend against Minnesota. At running back, D'Angelo Williams of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I gave him to you earlier this year, and it paid off. Well, I'm giving him to you again, mostly because at home, but they're also facing the Cleveland Browns, the 32nd ranked run defense in the NFL. D'Angelo had a great ball game last week against Oakland. He should have another one, and at $7,600, a little bit more expensive, but you get great value with D'Angelo Williams. And the best value to me of the day is Tavon Austin, the St. Louis Rams slot receiver. The Rams are taking on Chicago, played on Monday night on the road, have to go on the road again to St. Louis. Tavon Austin, only $6,000. I think you can get pretty good value, not only as a receiver, but also as the guy running the football. I think Tavon Austin's great value this week. If you want to play FanDuel with all of us, HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass.
Always good to hear what Johnny has to say about those fantasy picks. I wonder how he's really doing, though, with his team. We'll have to find out.
I don't know. When he does well, he brags enough, for sure.
Yeah. But he's not bragging all the time, which leads me to believe, never mind.
All right, we have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we have Dear Drew, as well as Mark's final thoughts on the big matchup in Cincinnati. Stay with us.